Welcome back to Nerds, Nerds, and More Nerds.
I'm aiming at you.
It is us.
Ah! Fire! My name is Miguel. This is Cole.
Ah!
And this is Travis.
It's me.
Internet.
Roll the intro.
Do it.
There you go.
It's a dangerous weapon.
Right in front of it.
And we're back. That works. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us.
Put your eye out.
We're really obnoxious.
Yes, we are today.
Today.
Okay. Yeah, we do stuff.
Welcome.
And we're going to get right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy VII, guys?
That
new trailer came out, a week ago?
Yeah, like a week ago.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago since
that's right.
It's been a while.
These fellows have seen it, but it is the bee's knees.
Yeah.
The cat's item pajamas. 9. I give it a 10 out of 10.
Do you? Why?
I do. Because
10 out of 10. The trailer or the game?
Just the trailer. Because the game's not out yet.
I mean, technically the game
is out, but it's not out.
Not the remake.
That's funny.
We live in a
weird trailer.
Got
a 10 out of 10, so
yeah,
our hopes are high.
Yeah,
okay,
but it's really cool. I liked it. So, a little backstory for me. I played Final Fantasy VII, a little bit here and there, but I never went the whole way through it until just recently, when it was on Switch, and then I went all the way through it. I knew some of the spoilers going into it, but I actually experienced them all.
Nice.
And it was...
How was that final boss battle? Did you get to it?
Oh, it was a bunch of fun. It was bananas. It's
right?
Crazy. It's crazy. Did you play it back in the day?
No.
No?
I was distracted by BS games. Like fighting.
I was for the most part, too. But...
We're terrible.
It's crazy. Yeah. Just a side note at the end. Yeah. We've got some time to spare. I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's this one move that Sephiroth does that's bananas, where he just wipes out the galaxy, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's insane. And then all the planets are just blowing up. And then it gets super close to Earth.
But I've seen that last battle. I watched it.
Yeah.
And it looks like you're fighting the universe.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I
can only imagine what's going to happen with this new one.
Well, they can't change it because then it would be called
something else. Well, no. I mean, I guess it would be called something else. Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII Revisited.
Yeah.
Well, it is technically Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Remake, yeah.
Oh, well, still.
So we'll see.
Revisited is different.
Yeah.
See how I said something different than
that
you?
That is a
little
bit different.
You're right, yeah.
It was totally different. Different.
Good job, dude.
Dude, you could...
Splitting hairs.
Yeah.
Whatever. You could get a job.
I don't even have hairs.
Yeah.
You have some hairs.
You could work with Tony Guido. He's Polish.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's not how Polish people sound.
He's Polish. Totally Polish.
Tony Guido, I'm Polish.
That's not
Can't
a Polish
Can't you tell
name.
By my Polish accent?
No.
These guys are nuts.
Polish accent. Oh, jeez.
But yeah.
That's funny.
I know you got a chance to check out the trailer.
Did you watch
For
it?
For Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
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 What did you think? Yeah. 10 out of 10?
I thought it was great. I wouldn't say 10 out of 10.
Oh. No.
I'd probably say 11 out of 10.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
One upper here, right?
Yep, that's right.
That is off the scale.
Pretty great. I just think they rocked it on Cloud.
Cloud looks sweet.
He looks so good.
Yeah.
And he looks better than anything that Kingdom Hearts came out with.
Right, right.
Ooh. And Kingdom Hearts had.
But Kingdom Hearts is your set.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you're saying this.
Well, I can.
Because
it's that awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It's super cool.
Did you Kingdom Hearts?
A little bit. But I watched, like, even after this trailer rolled, I watched some trailer, or, like, some YouTube videos of Kingdom Hearts stuff with Cloud and, like, Aerith, and they're talking and stuff, and I'm like, oh, man, this looks way better. Aerith, like...
Oh, that's another thing.
But, yeah, changed the name.
They changed the name, Aerith.
From Aerith.
From Aerith. They're pronouncing it Aerith. Which is correct.
Which is correct, like, Japanese, in the Japanese culture. Version.
Well, let's do this correctly. I
mean, yeah, right, yeah, might as well. Yeah. But yeah, like, in Japanese. The first scene, like, she's, like, leaning down next to this, like, broken Mako pipe. Like, Mako is, like, the source of, you know, the life stream that, like, powers the planet. Oh. But, like, these jerks, the Shinra... corporation, they're stealing it to profit, and you know,
yeah. Like Umbrella, like almost like the Umbrella Corporation in Resident Evil, okay,
stuff like that, yeah,
a lot like that, yeah,
okay.
So
now I'm following,
yes, so now you're following,
but related to something completely different,
right, now I get it, but yes, this looks awesome, like she looked really cool compared to her PS1. Version.
For sure.
Yeah.
Come on.
It, like, everyone did.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. That PS1 version, I mean, like, even when it came out and it was awesome, you still had to have an imagination.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course, like,
No, he's got a face. He's on there. Like, you can't have a human character without a face. I know he's got one, but...
I know he's got fingers, but it's just circles.
It's terrible. Like, yeah. It's blocky.
They cleaned it up a little
octagonal
bit.
Octagonal... hands.
Like, if you get it on, like, Steam or PS4 or Switch or Xbox One, it looks a little bit cleaner now. Like, they kind of
shined it up
a little bit around the edges. Yeah. But, yeah, this looks way better. Super cool. You see some soldiers try to stop Cloud, and they're like, halt! And he just takes out his Buster Sword, and he's like, bring it on, dude. Yeah, and it's like the main like first scene where you get off the train, and then all these.
Okay.
Right.
That's as much as I remember. Maybe like
just a little bit of it.
The first half hour of the first disc.
That's like basically. I don't know if you remember this, but like they're going into like a reactor, and they're trying to blow it up.
Oh.
And there's this big, like, scorpion-type boss that shoots lasers out of its tail at them, and they showed that. It was beautiful. It was super awesome. And even some of the characters that don't get a lot of screen time got some here. Huh. Like, there's Jesse and Biggs, who are, like, part of the Avalanche team that's trying to, you know, get all the reactor, have all the reactors blow up and whatnot to...
Right. That's right.
Okay. Save the world and whatnot.
To thwart the...
at least they think that they... I mean, that's their...
rationale.
Yeah, you know, their rationale, but...
okay.
Some might view that as an act...
Humanitarians.
Hey, but, I mean...
Humanitarians.
This is like...
I mean, Star Wars is
disagreeing
kind of like
with somebody, no.
It really is.
Yeah.
I disagree with you. I am now a...
Humanitarians.
That's right.
Humanitarians.
Get out of here.
Humanitarians.
Get out of here.
Humanitarians.
That was mean.
You're mean.
Now you're a...
Humanitarians.
What?
We're both...
Humanitarians.
This podcast is over. Oh, wait. It was saved. Okay.
Sorry. We made a truce.
This podcast is over.
Humanitarians.
Yeah. Right here.
I like
Cheers.
It.
Cheers.
Humanitarians.
But, okay, so anyway, like, there's a bunch of...
We're bad.
Back from the terror. Yeah, back from that.
Terror strike.
Back from the... We're...
Back from that. Onto this.
Onto this.
And more.
More friendly topic.
Right.
Battles.
Right.
Yeah.
So this fight was off the chain.
Yeah. It was amazing. You see some of the controls on the bottom. And, like, the main thing that's a little bit different about this game is it's more of, like, an action RPG. So you're kind of you're controlling them rather than just selecting from a menu. Okay, do this.
And then
okay,
watch it go on autopilot.
Right.
See, that was my main issue with the game.
That was your issue with it?
At all. Yeah, it was like...
Oh, we can't be friends anymore. Because a just... lot of my favorite games do that.
I know, it's just so passive.
We can still be friends. Like, we can get past our differences.
I wish I was the one going, gah! Like, you know, like...
Yeah.
I was like that. You know, so when God of War dropped, it was like... This is it.
Yeah.
Because you can press square a bunch of times.
But even besides that, it was like an elegant button mash. Yeah. Right? It wasn't Mortal Kombat where you're just, you know, like this. Mm-hmm. It was like, no, I'm actually doing something. Like, I'm getting these guys.
Yeah.
No.
See, I'm more
in the ways
of
that you want to get them.
Well, I'm more of a chess boy. They people
just look at
I'm
you.
The, I
you're
know.
Wearing a periodic table of Mario.
I know. Yeah,
what's
man.
What's wrong with this guy?
That laugh was ridiculous.
No, that's my natural laugh. You've never heard that before?
Wow.
That's how I laugh.
Yeah, that was... Shame on us.
Well, yeah, anyway, like, on the street, people call me Chess Boy. Like, hey, what's up, Chess Boy? Because I'm always, like, I'm taking a turn, and then my arch enemy is taking a turn. And then I take a turn.
You have to calculate.
Yeah, it's fun to think about it. That's what I like. Carefully thinking about how I'm going to annihilate the bad guy.
It makes it sound like the gaming I do is like a 2-year-old baby just stumbling through a house. Like, I'm just like, I'm playing games. And you're grandpa at the table. Watching and, yeah, he's going to fall down and hurt him.
Oh, that's man.
Funny.
But see, this is where we can meet in the middle with Final Fantasy VII Remake, because I think there's going to be some of that, like, turn-based and, like,
sort of
calculating.
Interactive.
Yeah, and, like, calculating before you go into battle. But then there's also going to be, you know, action, like you're talking about. Ah, yeah, like that.
Now I'm going to do this.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So that's, yeah, I think it'll be cool, because there's this whole... thing called the, I'm not sure if you remember, it's called the Materia system, where you can load up different characters with different skills. Like, you can give Cloud fire abilities, and, like, Aerith will have whatever healing abilities. And there is a Materia called enemy skill. So, like, when an enemy uses, you know, an attack... It, like, remembers the attack.
And you can...
And then you can do it, like... Is that awesome?
Sneaky.
This is cool stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
And then
that.
There are, like, on top of that, there are summons in the game where it's sort of like a magic element, but you summon this giant being of some sort. Like one
of like Kingdom Hearts.
Kind of like an Antronach.
That's why that was a crossover. You don't see that in Disney. It's all in... Square Enix, Final Fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
One of my favorites was this one called Titan.
Oh.
And it's just this big dude. And he, like, grabs the ground and he just flips it like this table. And the enemy is, like, right in the middle and it just goes, whoa! I love it.
Wow.
It's so good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How often do you feel like you'd like to do that in real life? You ever get
all
that
the time?
Like, man, you know, I just... Flip this whole table and you just get under the ground. I felt like
flip my enemies. Just like that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Not in a gross way, though.
Well, no, not in a gross way.
I don't know what I meant by that.
We're not gross boys.
We're flip my enemies.
This isn't gross,
you're
gross,
sick.
And more gross.
I'm just making myself laugh. So Final Fantasy VII, it's going to be big.
It's going to be big.
Well, again...
And then the other thing that's pretty interesting, like, aside from, you know, those combat elements.
Yes.
One thing with the combat.
Here we go.
Limit breaks. So, like, if you get hit a certain amount of time in that game, in the original Final Fantasy VII, your limit bar goes up and it maxes out, and then you can do a special attack. I think that that's going to, like, continue to be in this new remake version, because I saw Cloud do one of his moves called the cross slash. Like, he does this and this and this, and it's all like all of his moves are outlined in like a red line.
Oh,
and it looks great. If you go back and watch the trailer, it's there.
Okay.
It's
without them really announcing it, you see it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
And they're gonna announce more stuff about it
in June.
In June.
probably at E3.
Yeah.
Which is coming up pretty soon.
That's exciting. Yeah. You guys, E3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go.
I also want to go.
When is it? Do you know what the date is?
It's next month, but you have to buy tickets like a year in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Over a year in advance or something like that.
Yeah, because without doing that, then you're not getting in.
You're never going to go.
Yeah.
And it's always out west, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sony's not even going to be there.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, they backed out of it.
That's like BMW not showing up to the auto show, which I am upset about. I don't drive a BMW, and I don't, you know, whatever their cars. But what the heck?
They just said they didn't have anything to show off.
That's baloney.
Well, I mean, they had something to talk about.
Come on.
But that's nothing.
We discussed this the other 3 weeks, five, 4 weeks ago, about how they've got PS9 going on, and they don't have anything to talk about, huh?
Yeah.
Link up PC here can't to touch this, but PS5 gonna... talking.
Yeah, we're going to link it up in the video.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Here, in this corner.
PS5.
Almost a little bit.
Oh. How are you doing?
You all right?
It's been a little while.
It's been a long time. Yeah. Anyway, you it's going to be up there.
That was disgusting.
PS5. You can, silly. You know, dude, that was kind of gross.
That was a little bit gross. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm you watching this.
Speaking of which, comment.
Yeah.
Get into this conversation.
Let us know what you think.
I know we're sitting, you're waiting for your mozzarella sub at Subway, but geez.
Yeah.
I mean, say something.
And don't forget to subscribe, because we're cool.
I think.
Mostly.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Please do.
I just thought I'd say that.
No, oh, that's good. Is that good? That's good on you.
Yeah. Good check. Thanks. Good on you, too. All right. Is that something about patting someone on the back? Is like... There. You tried.
You tried.
It was okay. Don't do it again.
Well, okay.
Well, maybe we can go to E3 next year, if there even is going to be an E3 next
year. Who knows what'll happen.
Really?
Because, I mean, that's just one of those things that, like, with... It used to be that, like, games would always come out at, like, a certain time during the year. And now games just come out whenever. And there's YouTube. And... You know, people can just throw up a YouTube video.
But you know, that's kind of with everything, isn't it? Like, even with music?
It is.
People are like, oh, it's coming out on this day, but it's always a Tuesday. Why in the hell is it coming out on a Tuesday?
I don't know. They kind of moved some of them to Fridays recently.
Okay.
Like, within the last, like, maybe 5 years or so.
But it's
like,
a very strange
It's always
thing.
Tuesday.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well.
Or Thursday. Yeah. One of those days that start with a T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strange.
But
it's weird.
Yeah, but you're right, though. Everyone's just kind of freewheeling and you know, like, you know.
Well, I think the big thing is, like, Sony's final system that they're coming out with. It's not coming out this year or next year, possibly.
I hope it doesn't come out for a long time.
Right.
Honestly.
But even then, what are they going to talk about? They're not going to talk about a new system.
Yeah, I don't think they have any release dates for anything.
I suppose you're right. I mean, it would be far too premature to start kind of pushing that envelope.
They're just going to talk about games that are probably also going to be released for Xbox.
Well,
so why don't they just let Xbox...
They've got a few that are in the oven, but they haven't...
So no first-party developments.
Yeah,
right.
Like, most of the stuff that they showed off last time at E3 still hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, Ghost of Tsushima, that looks really cool. It's like a samurai game.
Yeah.
Last of Us Part
II. Really
yep. Then there was...
Elder Scrolls 6.
That's right.
Yeah, but that'll be on everything, though.
Right, but still.
But still. But hey, Final Fantasy VII will be there. Square Enix is taking their spot. And
oh, yeah.
They're going to talk about that.
Nice.
And then Death Stranding, too. I want it. That's
going to
be
a PS4
exclusive, too.
But
that
I would love, like, so, like, I can only imagine, right, E3 is a lot like the auto show here in Detroit, where you go in there, and it's just a playground, right? It's just, like, a huge, like, flashing lights everywhere. Check this out. Check that out. Look at this. Look at that. The future. Mm-hmm. Right? Everything.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And I want to be overstimulated in that way. Like, it's cool to go and look at cars, but they don't do anything. And you can't touch them, and you can't sit in half of them. You know? So it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
E3.
And I can't afford that. E3 is like, this is everything I like. It's all here, and I can, like, dress up like... you know,
whoever, and you can play whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
you got to stand in a line, I'm sure. But
yeah, you have to like get a time.
Yeah,
like an appointment to
like
go
a time card or something.
Yeah,
still,
but still, yeah, you get to check it out and test it.
I mean, almost like that Comic-Con. That was a blast.
That was a lot of fun.
I mean, I felt nervous because I almost felt like they could see how nerdy I wasn't. You know, I was like, damn, these are professional nerds here.
Yeah.
Like, these guys.
Right. It's like high school, but backwards.
Yeah. Literally. I mean, oh my lord.
Yeah.
But, the costumes.
Oh, yeah. I think I went like maybe 2 years before
here,
that, I think.
I'm actually going to post a picture of our Bill and Ted costume right here.
Yeah.
Boom.
Cool. So, yeah.
I mean, that was cool. I'd like to go and be maybe a little bit more loose. Because I was. It was like, you know, holy cow. Like, these people came prepared. Like, we look like Bill and Ted's, like, loser doubles, you know? Like, we
had hair,
and we're just kind of, geez, sorry, guys. You know? We don't look anything like them. And no one knew who we were. And then the people that did were like, that's cool. Anyway. You know? So I was like, man.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, it was
we worked
awesome.
Hard on these.
Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah.
Dag, yo. Well, that's okay.
Either way, I pulled this out of the...
But I love watching like E3 coverage at home.
Yeah.
Live.
Oh, where do you do that?
On YouTube.
Of course.
You know where.
Come on.
I love it.
YouTube-iversity. You guys.
Yeah.
I was talking about this with Susie the other day.
Yeah.
Because she was like, you know, there's something I want to do to this piece of furniture, like some kind of method of painting it or doing something like this.
Yeah.
Antiquing it, that's her thing.
And you find it on YouTube.
Well, that's just it.
She looked up how to do it on YouTube.
I said, God, YouTube. YouTube for everything. She's like, yeah. I was like,
I was showing...
You're such a millennial.
I was showing Miguel today. Like when he came over to my place.
You're also a millennial.
I don't.
Anyone 1982 and.
I don't accept that.
It's what.
You
it's
got
the thing.
It's sorry, too bad dude. Because.
So you're.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not
living.
I'm sorry.
A life
dude,
of denial.
Yeah.
I am lumped into a group I don't belong in.
Yeah.
It's kind of like white supremacists. You know, I shave my head.
This guy's.
But that doesn't mean I am.
This guy's a millennial.
He's a lumpy millennial.
No, I'm not! Thank you so much for watching, and if you liked the video, hit the like button.
And if you want to see more videos like this, hit the subscribe button, and make sure that you hit the bell icon so that you are up to date with everything that we do.
And hey, don't forget to click some of these other videos over here to watch what we've been up to.
In case you missed them.
You know, 'cause life is busy.